Hey, what's up? This is Brendan from the Lawrence Arms, and you are listening to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast.
It sucks, I still think Mabel, she's the bomb.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. This is Kristen and I'm here with my special co-Mabel, Sarah. Hey Sarah.
Hello Kristen.
How are you doing?
I'm really good. It's one of those weekends that you're catching me here in the house with no bra, messy hair, and I don't plan to change that the entire day. How about you?
Your hair's messy. It looks cute because we're Skyping and I can see like you have it like tied up in a cute little bandana. It looks cute to me.
The bandana's there to distract you that it's dirty.
See, it works. Yeah. It's awesome. I'm sick. I don't know if people could tell. I'm a little stuffed up. So I apologize if I do some sniffling during this episode or sound terrible. I'm going to let you do most of the talking.
You sound fabulous. So.
Okay.
I feel for you, though, because being sick, I'm a permanent baby when it comes to that. So you're doing pretty good.
Thanks. Yeah, I have a terrible immune system. I don't know how to boost it up, but I get everything my kids bring home, I inevitably get. So one of my kids was sniffling, a few days ago, and I'm just like, oh, here it comes. And then sure enough, I get it. So
it's not you. It's that your kids are back to school. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's totally true. And the weather has changed here a lot. It was like summer and then suddenly it's like pretty much winter. It's the most bizarre thing.
I want that. Here in Vegas, it's dropped down below 100 and everyone's already like bringing out long sleeve shirts. And I went in Marshall's yesterday and like there's parkas, like there's full on jackets for sale. Like you people don't even know. You don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be where you are.
Tuesday, Mabel left me. I heard she's going out with Charlie. She saw his package. From what I know, she said, that looks like a tube of cookie dough.
Hey, Mabel listeners. This is Sarah. I am here in Las Vegas, and I am super happy to say that Mabel Syndrome has their very first sponsor. Woo! Yay! The best part is it is adamandeve.com, the number one adult toy superstore. I am here today with my friend Sarah Squared, here in Las Vegas. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
Sarah, what do you do for a living?
I am a midwife.
So tell us what that means.
So I deliver babies, work in women's and reproductive health, and I basically look at vaginas all day.
All right. So as a medical professional, do you advise that our listeners go check out adamandeve.com?
I endorse this message. Everybody should go to Adam and Eve and find a new toy.
That is amazing. Have you had a chance to look around at their website yet?
I have. Have you tried the Wee Vibe?
I have not tried it. By the way, if you're my brother, please stop listening. I have not tried it, but that is one that I was looking into. Welcome to 2019, where companies like Wee Vibe or Oh My Bod exist that link to an app where your partner or someone can control it anywhere in the world, or you can control it for yourself, of course. And it also links up to your music devices. So you can have an orgasm to your music.
That's so many hours of fun. What song would you choose?
Mutilate Me by Teenage Bottle Rocket.
So good.
What about you? No pressure.
Come back to that.
Okay. But yeah, so have you had a chance to look around at maybe their holiday gift guide?
I did. Did you see that they have a clone of Willy?
I did. For $44, you can go online and clone your Willy or clone your significant other or your friend's wiener. And
you guys can send me all your cloned Willys. Sarah will give you my address.
That's the midwife Sarah, not other Mabel Sarah.
Or is it?
Send us your Willys. But they do have a holiday gift giving guide. They have stocking stuffers for under $20. And then on top of that, for a lot of their other items, there is a promo code we can give you. So free stuff is awesome, but free stuff to spice up your bedroom is even better. Select almost any item for 50% off, and then Adam and Eve loads on the free stuff. Enter code MABEL at checkout and get 10 tantalizing free gifts. a sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wonder what that is.
And 6 free spicy movies, plus free shipping. That's Mabel, M-A-B-L-E, Mabel at adamandeve.com. Now, I can probably guarantee you that Kristen does not want to know what you guys are buying with our promo code.
But we do.
But we do. Let us know if you enjoy adamandeve.com. I'll also have to say that I did notice that there are several of them here in Las Vegas, so it looks like they're all over the place. Check them out. They have everything. Enjoy, guys.
Bye.
How deep is the ocean? How deep is the sea? And how deep is my love?
I want to set up the interview that I just did with Hannah. So Hannah owns a company called And Out Come the Boobs. Hold on.
Bless you.
You
holy
poor
shit.
Baby.
Hold on.
Okay. I actually hope that you don't edit this out.
Oh, I will be editing this out.
Please,
so
don't.
Gross.
Outtakes. Two solid sneezes.
Outtakes.
A really good clearing nose blow. It's the cutest.
I have a cute
gnarliest
nose blow.
Thing. You're more graceful than me. Over
oh
here
my
on my
God.
Like freshly injected lips, smiling hurts. I'm like drooling on myself.
We're a mess. If people could really see what we look like right now. Thank God this is just audio. Oh my God.
I'm taking a picture before this thing's through.
Oh man. Yeah, so.
Oh my God, please don't edit that out.
Yeah. So Hannah's company.
That was a good sneeze.
Huh?
That was a good sneeze. You could have knocked a wall down.
Yeah. Two of them in a row.
Okay.
Holy shit. Clearly, I just took DayQuil. It's doing nothing. I don't understand. What the fuck?
All right, we can start over there.
Yeah. So, and Out Come the Boobs does breastfeeding shirts for moms. So they do, well, not for dads. It's a little redundant. Breastfeeding shirts for moms.
Oh, I have ice in my mouth. I can't.
Breastfeeding shirts for kids. Like, what? What? No, it's breastfeeding shirts for women that are lactating.
I spit my ice cube on my carpet because I panicked.
Oh my God. So, yeah, I don't want to spoil too much of the interview because I do ask Hannah a lot of questions about how the company formed and why it formed and how she came up with the idea, but it's fucking amazing. And I know, like, at this point in your life, you don't think you want to have kids and whatever else. But, like, I wish when I was a new mom that I had these breastfeeding shirts. Like, I was just in, like, this dumpy, boring shirt. And, you know, I didn't have anything that really felt like me because nothing fit. And nothing was comfortable to breastfeed in and all that stuff. So, like, it's just amazing that she came up with this and is really helping this part of our community that benefits from this. So if anyone has a friend who, you know, for guys out there, because half of our audience is guys. So like, if you're like, yeah, my sister, my friend, my cousin is going to have a baby and I don't know what the fuck to get her this, like get her a custom made, an Out Come the Boobs shirt. And then we also have Jody of the band The Ramones, which is a
so
Ramones,
rad.
Like, mom cover band where they change the lyrics around and kind of do these parodies, which they're just so rad. And Jody's, like, a diehard. She's been in the scene forever. She's married to someone on the scene. Like, she's just an awesome mom. And her whole band, the concept's great. They make amazing music. So we're going to play a song at the end as well, but... Yeah, I
That's
can't
so
wait
killer.
For people to listen to that.
It's a super rad concept. Like you mentioned a minute ago, I might not want kids, but I know I'm the weird one out of the group. Like, all of my friends have kids. Like, everyone in my family is having kids. Like, it's such a good concept. And like you said, it's like, it's a good gift to give someone. It's a good company to support.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's super unique. what she's doing and what she came up with is pretty rad.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear this interview, too. I think she's the greatest, and I can't wait to see her next month. So,
yeah,
I haven't heard this one yet.
Cool. Yeah. So, cool. Everyone, enjoy this interview with Hannah of And Out Come the Boobs, and she also works with Pirates Press, and Jody of the Ramoms. Enjoy.
Enjoy, guys.
What a fucking disaster. This is Kristen, and I'm here with two special guests for this portion of the podcast. I have Hannah, who is the CEO, co-CEO, what would you say, of And Out Come the Boobs?
Yeah, it's two of us. We're partners, so we either say, like, co-boss or just, like...
Co-boss.
Co-badass.
Co-founder.
One of the two, yeah.
Yeah. And then also we have Jody, who is in the band The Ramoms. Hi, Jody.
Hi, how are you?
Also co-founder, co-badass, co-head honcho, right?
I like co-badass. Yeah, I'll take that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we got boobs and ass here today. Woo-hoo! That's good.
Starting the podcast with the tone that we mean to go on with. Excellent company.
Perfect.
Lots of boobs and ass on the Mabel Syndrome podcast.
Lots of boobs and ass.
Yeah. So first I want to start out with a little bit about Ramoms. I've read a little bit about your band and what it's all about and played a few songs for my kids. I absolutely love it. So tell me a little bit about how the band got started and, you know, the purpose, how you come up with the lyrics for those songs.
Well, we got started about 2 years ago. My husband and I were drinking on an evening when drinking felt necessary, which happens often with three kids. And the name popped up and I... being a huge Ramones fan, I was like, I think I want to make this happen. And I called some girlfriends and who have kids and, you know, were willing to play. And started out with one incarnation and, you know, went to others. And it seems to be working out really well now. We hooked up with Hannah's husband and have a few records out and more soon. But we were just going to be a cover band, and then it kind of blew up. So now we are a tribute band that does parody songs of the Ramones. And we love it, and we play for children and adults alike.
What was the very first song that you guys wrote or changed up?
The first song we changed up was a parody of Chinese Rocks, and that was Lego Blocks. And that's still one of my favorite. And we wrote that song in about 3 minutes, and I'm like, we can do this. This is so much easier and than I thought it was going to be. And then my one friend and I wrote that one, just that one, the original bass player, Corey, wrote that one in 3 minutes. And then I was like, I guess we're going to be writing them. But then everyone else came back with even better ones. So it was just like more of a, not even a competition, but everyone came with a song, and then we would pick with the best parts, and we all would write songs collectively. And we were so happy it could happen that way, because they come pretty organically once we all sit down together.
That's amazing. And you've had to change, you changed a couple members, right?
We have a new bass player, yes. Okay. You know, our old bass player has a son, and it just, you know, of having kids, sometimes it works out with, you know, you can do extracurricular things. Sometimes it doesn't. And luckily, I have a very supportive husband who lets me extracurricular ties, I believe is the word I'm looking for.
Hannah and I were just talking about that before you joined on. We were like, you know, it's, you don't get much extra time as a mom.
No.
So... you know, and you have to pick and choose what you do, and you have to pick and choose your passion projects and your hobbies and all that kind of stuff. So
you have to pick and choose everything. My friends went out last night to see the Interrupters, and they're like, do you want to go? I'm like, I really, truly do. But I know that we have practice on Monday, and that's another night and I have to work one night this week bartending. So that's two nights I'm not home to put my kids to bed. And that's a lot when you have to have practice every week, and then you have shows a couple times a month. And so sometimes I don't get to go see the bands I want to see, but, you know, I've seen a lot of bands.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. I feel like I've been lucky. I do have to pick and choose. I can only go to maybe, like, two shows a month, you know? Like,
that's a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
That's about what I do, I think. Plus, I play one or two, so that's, you know.
That's extra, too.
My husband and I try to go together. It's not often we get to go out together because someone's got to watch... But when we do get to go out together, it's something extra special. Mm-hmm. Cause,
and
you
now
know,
your husband's a musician too?
He is. He's in a band called Duffy's Cut. They are on Oi the Boat Records right now. They are kind of like a mod Oi band, and they're very good.
They're
you
awesome,
listen
in
to
fact.
Them.
They are. I'll just come straight out and say they're a fantastic band. Like,
thank you. They are a very. They are. You should. They are a great band.
Yeah, they really are.
And so he plays, I play. We have practice. We have everything schedules around, but. You know, we make it all work, and just because we both know that you need a release. You need to be able to do things for yourself, and to be, like they say with, like, dropping the breathing the apparatus of the plane when it's coming down, get the oxygen, because you can't save anyone else until you can save yourself. So you need to help yourself out. I can't be a good mom unless I'm a happy mom.
So true. Absolutely true.
Very true. Yeah.
So.
And do you feel like, and how did you guys meet?
The band themselves?
No, you and your husband.
Oh, my husband and I. Oh, my husband. We were both in punk bands a long time ago. I was in a band with Renee from the Blank 77. We were in a band together called Dean Dean and the Sex Machines. And my, oh, yeah. We were also on Spotify. You should listen to that. You'll laugh. And then my husband was in another band. For some reason, the name's escaping me, but... we played together. We opened for the Vibrators, and we met at a bar in New Jersey. I was living in New York, and he was living in Philly, and it was love at first sight. After he called me 3 months after he lost my number, and then it was love at first sight again. It was love at two sights.
How did he finally get your number?
He was a contractor, and he was stuck to someone he worked with's butt, he said, in the car, and he took it home with him. So hopefully, he was stuck to their jeans, so hopefully that's how he got it back. I'm not sure. Who knows if he's lying.
That's one hell of a story. I'm glad that...
We've been together 16 years and have 3 kids, so if he lost it or not, it was worth the 3-month wait.
Yeah.
For sure. And Hannah, so I am curious about And Out Come the Boobs and how that got started and where the idea for that came from.
So I guess the same kind of length of time as There Are Mums, we are just about to come up on sort of 2 years of being an entity, being a business. My eldest kid is 3 and a half. And when she was born, I was kind of, okay, I've got the pregnancy out of the way, like wearing all those terrible clothes for like that whole time, excited to like be a bit more of myself, you know, with a new addition to the family. And then I was a parent who wanted to breastfeed, who wanted to nurse my kid. And I found that clothes were either incredibly revealing, actually, ironically, or the other kind
like
of
really low cut,
super low cut, or like they just you have to get a whole boob out, like there's no other way to make the shirt work like around it, you have to like flop one out. And so I like talked about it a lot, and I was like, this is terrible, I hate these clothes, I feel like I'm drowning in all these layers of material, and or like this just doesn't work, like none of these clips work, these poppers, these snaps don't do anything, like what is the point of this? And luckily enough, one of the people that I moaned to was a friend of mine called April, who is an incredibly talented dressmaker and has been sewing her entire life. And very nonchalantly, she kind of said, give me a few of your band shirts. Like, I'll put zippers in them. You'll be able to discreetly, you know, like unzip and feed, and you can still rep the Clash as you're walking around. And you know, like, I'll do that for you. And I was just like, well, if it's that easy, like... To make someone feel good about themselves because they can wear a shirt that they love and they can support a band that they love and make them feel a little bit more like who they are as a person, like maybe their pre-baby self or maybe like their new self as a new parent. Like if it's that easy to make someone feel good, well, why shouldn't we do it for other people too? So that's where it started, really. Like mother is the necessity of all invention, and like literally it was like mothering was the necessity of all invention. We started with a couple and we're kind of snowballing from there, really. And it's really exciting, like we're meeting some awesome people, like just punk parents around the world who are trying to stay true to who they are as people and like maintain their values and raise awesome punk kids. And you know, it's been really It's been really affirming as a parent and as a new parent to be like, whoa, okay, you're going through the same conversations we're going through. You're going through the same struggles we're going through. Like, who gets to go to a show this week or this month? Or, you know, like, it's good to know that you're not, like, the first people doing it. And it's also good to connect with other people who, like, can give you some wisdom on it as well. So, yeah, it's
that's amazing.
It's been a wonderful way to get me some time for me, you know, like as we were just talking about. And yeah, I'm loving it.
Well, I wish you guys were around when I had kids, because I do remember that feeling of, you know, I was really sick during my pregnancies. So I was bedridden and all that stuff. And finally I popped out a baby and I was like, okay, I'm going to feel great. I'm going to feel like myself. And I felt better, but still not great. Mm. And I was wearing these dumpy, frumpy clothes that were really difficult to nurse in, and I didn't feel like myself. It was, you know, they're like flowery and pink and like all the nursing clothes are so, so terrible.
Yeah. I remember I had to wear, it looked almost like an apron, and it had like a little thing around it. I'd be nursing, you know, it was like so the baby could breathe, but it was so hot under there, and it looked like I was like a mechanic somewhere in the middle of the shopping center with a baby underneath there. You didn't know what we were doing, and it was really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I wished you were around when I had babies too, because I hated nursing in public, because there's no other way. You had to whip it out or your baby smothered to death underneath this blanket.
Totally. And mine would never feed underneath a cover. Like I didn't know how I would feel about it beforehand. Like I got bought a cover by someone and I tried it and she would just be like, nope, take this off of me. This is horrible. And I get it. Like, we don't want to eat under a blanket. Like,
hot under there.
Yeah, exactly. We live in California. Like, it's hot under there. So yeah, no, I totally get it. It's,
yeah, and to be able to rep the bands that you love and get a piece of yourself back, you know, and feel like a human. I think that's something that all moms struggle with a little bit. And actually, that's why I started Mabel Syndrome, is because, you know, I've always been into punk rock my whole life. And then when I had my difficult pregnancies and I had babies, I just got out of it a little bit. Like I went to shows occasionally, but definitely not very often. And with nursing, it was hard and all that stuff. And so I just felt like, what do I love? I need to get something back in my life that I love, that's just for me. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, there have to be other women that feel the same way. And it's so hard to find women to go to shows with, or for me, it was anyways. And I live in Boston, but I'm not from here. So it was really hard for me to meet other women that were interested in punk rock. And so that's why I started Mabel Syndrome, was like, there have to be other women out there that feel the same way. And that's what you're experiencing too, is there's other moms out there that want a rad shirt to breastfeed in, and you're finding them. And that's a huge part of it.
It's awesome. I mean, we talk about community and we talk about a scene, and, you know, it's all very like big words, and it can often feel, if you're not in this, if you don't feel like you're part of the punk scene, then that can be even more isolating, you know, like, and I think that anything you can do to, help people have the confidence to feel like themselves and be like themselves and act like themselves, I think is a wonderful thing. It was the summer that my daughter was born, like, and we went to Rebellion. My dad, who is the singer from Coxsparrow, was headlining, and I think it might have been the first year the Barstool Preachers were playing, and that's, for those of you that don't know, my little brother's band. And I remember looking at an empty suitcase, just being like, what the hell am I going to wear at Rebellion? Like, what can I take with me that's going to make me feel like punk mum bringing her punk baby to meet her punk family, like, or punk community?
Yeah. Flowers!
Yeah! Chintzy, lovely flowers. Pink and layers, and oh, it's so cute! I'm not a cute person. Like, I'm really not. My identity has always been expressed through my appearance. Like, I have lots of tattoos. I've had in the past lots of facial piercings. I fuck around with my hair color quite a lot. And like, for me, having to press all that down and hide all of that because I become a parent was just so like the antithesis of everything I was about and everything that was the core of who I am. Like, and so the fact that we can help other folks feel a little bit more like that, just like, it brings me joy. I'm not gonna lie. Like, every time I get a picture through, just being like, look at me in my, we just did a whole range of like cool Descendants shirts, like, wait, look at me in my Descendants shirts or my Distillers shirt, whatever, like, it just makes me really happy. Like, if we never make like a ton of money from this, like, and I'm not expecting to ever make a ton of money from this, but like, if we don't, that's fine with me, because we're like meeting really cool people and doing cool stuff.
I feel like we lose ourselves once we have a baby. Sometimes too, just we lose ourselves, everything about us. We just feel like we need to be a great mother, and we lose all sense of ourselves. Like you're pregnant for 9 months, and that's who you were. You're a pregnant woman, and then now you're a mom, and you're no longer pregnant. And everyone, you know, so you lose yourself, and you've been able to let everyone bring a piece of themselves back.
Thank you. I hope quickly. So. I hope so. I just got recently introduced to someone as, this is Hannah. She's Skippy's wife, Colin's daughter, Tom's sister, and I thought,
no.
Oh, no,
you've totally lost sight of who I am, and this is someone I'd known for a while as well. I was like, you have nothing else to say about me apart from who I'm related to, and they're all men, and that's not okay. Like, that's really not okay. So yeah, that's definitely a driver.
Yeah, that's actually how you introduced yourself to me, Hannah. I think first you reached out and you were like, I am tired of being all these people's woman. You know, and I actually didn't know Colin. I didn't know TJ. I didn't know Skippy. So I knew you first because you reached out. Yay. And I was like, who is this chick? And who are all these dudes? I don't know, but I like her.
Awesome. Yeah, for a while it was quite funny because I would, it would be like reaching out to people that I hadn't really met, but my brother would be like, oh, I spoke to this person about you and you should totally like give them a shout, and yeah, you guys will totally get on. And so I'd be like, hey, you spoke to my little brother and he's kind of matchmaking, and yeah, so but yeah.
But you actually were the one that suggested we have TJ on our podcast.
Yeah,
so you, and then I met Skippy through you, so I've met like your whole family through you.
That's awesome.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Right.
How is it? Like, so, you know, you just mentioned that your dad is in Cox Bar. So growing up as a punk rock girl in a punk rock family, how does one rebel from that?
I just have to say, particularly like within the Oi and street punk world as well. Like, there are obviously very, the expectations, I think, are like that I would be like, especially when I was growing up, people would be like, oh, you know, they'd buy me Fred Perry's and they'd buy me like button downs and that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, can I discover the kind of punk I want to be without having to like be in the mold of, so for a while that was, you know, it was my, my kind of crusty phase. Like that was a little bit of rebellion against the Cock Sparrow, like, world and family. But you know, I definitely have a better relationship with my parents as an adult than I ever did as a teenager. Like, I wasn't an easy teenager. And you know, I got served in pubs from the age of 14. So that made going to shows all the more fun. There was a lot of late nights and there was a lot of like not telling them where I was and typical teenage shit, you know? Yeah. It just wasn't ever about like my hair color or playing music too loud or, you know, anything like that. Every time I get a new tattoo, my mum does go, another one. I'm like, yeah, another one. She's like, okay.
No. Does she have any?
Yeah, she does. She does, but she just knows that, like, I'm not stopping, so.
Right.
It's gonna get to a point where, where she's just not surprised by it anymore.
Yeah. That's awesome. And Jody, you have 3 little boys?
I have 3 sons, yes. One is about to turn 10 on Sunday. And I have one that's going to turn 12 in December, and one just turned 7 last month.
So now how do they rebel against their punk rock parents?
They really don't enjoy punk rock anymore. The older they get, the less they grew up listening to it. But I think the way they rebel is listening to top 40 music, and it's awful, and it's terrible. But once in a while, my son will throw on a song from his past that makes me happy again. Yeah. But it's not, I gotta tell you, it's not very often, sadly.
What did he like when he was little, or what did you introduce him to?
We all listened to The Clash a lot, and the Ramones and the Jam. We're huge Jam fans here, and the Damned and stuff like that. And once in a while, like, he'll throw on like the Buggles or something, and you'll be like, oh, I forgot you knew that song. But then, you know, the next thing is someone's rapping something that I just don't that I can't get into. Or there's someone, you know, with, you know, whatever the music that makes everyone sound the same. I don't even know what that's called. The auto-tune. Someone's auto-tuned themselves. Oh, yeah. We hear a lot of those things around here, but that's why they have their own rooms.
Do you know what? That's something that I've genuinely seen like other families go through as well. Like punk parents are like, cool, my kid's super into like the Clash and the Ramones, and then like yep. the disappointment as they get older and discover like Taylor Swift and, you know, Billie Eilish or whatever. I mean, like
Ariana Grande.
we try and play like a lot of punk to our kids, obviously, and there's obviously just a lot of music around, and like they do love music, and they do love you know, like I think bands like The Interrupters and, you know, like accessible kind of light, more like a kind of pop punk ska kind of vein of stuff. But yeah, my biggest fear really is that they all grow up and they're like, we're into EDM. Like, no.
No.
I know. All EDM. That's even worse than pop, I think.
I think Christian country music might be right about there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's literally my worst fear.
I think that's how you rebel against your punk rock mom.
Seriously. Anything that some sort of Georgia State line would probably do it for me or something like that. Yeah. But, yeah. You know, they know it all. At least they know it in their back. Because I still listen to stuff my parents used to listen to. Like, I remember them playing, like, 50s. You know, I have, my whole arm is Elvis Presley. I still love Elvis and the 1950s and 60s. So, I mean, it's always going to be there. Maybe that made me, like, a little more rebellion because of their rebellious music was... I'd like to think my son listens to rebellious music now. I don't even know what that is, but is there rebellious music now?
Maybe some of the rap, right? Like
the last thing I remember being punk about rap was Eminem, but again, I'm old, so I don't know what else. What is now?
What's the woman now? Lizzo.
She's punkish.
She's kind of like punk rock in her own way.
Yeah, she does. I mean, I think there's definitely certain values that I see from punk in like some other artists and musicians that I respect and value. Like, she's definitely someone who has a really clear message and a sense of self and is going about her life on her rules. And that's definitely something that I think like is pretty fucking punk.
Totally.
Absolutely. Bringing a flute into anything.
Yes.
Right there. You bring a wind instrument, I'm in. That's punk rock.
Yeah. Speaking of that, what's next for Ramones? What's happening?
I believe at the end of the month, Pirates Press will be putting out another 7-inch for us.
At the end of November?
At the end of November. I believe it'll be available for pre-order, and then hands-on copies beginning of December. So for your holiday needs, we will have... And all new merchandise is being, you know, processed now and stuff for the holidays, and new T-shirts and new ideas and stuff. And,
so is the new music, is it originals? Is it?
It's all parodies right now. Okay. I believe, I'm not even sure which ones are going on this one now. I think the PTA Took My Mommy Away will be one of the next ones. I believe that's on this next upcoming 7-inch.
Are you on the PTA, Jody?
I am. I am. Yes.
I love that because there's another punk rock mom I know too, and she's like, I am on the PTA.
And totally.
Like, but we're good mom. I mean, you know, it's like we love our kids and we're involved. And just because we're punk rock moms doesn't mean we don't want to be involved. And
I was at school the other day handing out pretzels for pretzel day. I'm there yeah. for all of it. And, you know, I love it.
I find it a struggle because I want to be involved in my kids' school, but not too involved. Like, heavens forbid that I would be too involved because
yes.
there are those moms that are too involved.
Oh, I can't Oof. With those. No. That's so the reason we are who we are, because those moms were the moms in high school, the kids, people I went to high school with,
so
who
true.
I became,
so
the reason true. I became punk.
Exactly.
So
I try
I'm
to
there.
Walk that line between, you know, to be there just enough and have my presence known and that yep. kind of thing, but back away when I don't want to be, and it's tough. It's tough to find my place. I find it kind of tough.
So if the PTA were a band, I was I'd be the flute player in the band. I'm there. I'm kind of quiet. Yeah. I hand out my pretzels and go home.
Exactly. I have
but
all
not
this
Lizzo.
To come. All no. this to come.
Yeah. There's so much of it. It's so much fun.
Classroom.
But yeah, the older they get, though, there's less of it to do, I find. Mm. Like my oldest is in sixth grade. So there's not as much. I feel like the younger ones, it's a lot more, people get a lot more involved. And there's more to get involved in for some reason. The older they are, it kind of, maybe it'll get more once they get into high school. But right now, I feel like it's more just about them learning to switch classes and do all this other stuff. So it's not all about extracurricular things that we've been doing. So it's more of a...
And finally, you can like drop them off at sports. You don't have to stand there anymore.
I can drop them off at birthday parties now. Do you know what that's like?
What? That's a thing? No, I don't know what that's like. I have to go everywhere.
I'm doing that on Sunday. I'm losing two.
That's amazing.
I'm still in the swimming pool with swimming lessons with mine. All right, I can't even sit on the edge at swimming lessons. I'm still like... one of four parents in the water. Yeah. Ooh. The only one with tattoos, like the only one with pink and purple and green hair, like, you know. It's like, yeah.
Well, you'll get the one with tattoos, the one person who has one whose husband will come over and be like, I have one over here and has to show you it. Yeah, that'll be that. But that's what you'll get at swim classes. Yeah. Or this, and he pulls up some weird part of his shorts and has to show you. Yeah. Oh my God. But so that's what's on tap for the Ramoms. But we also, we're also still working with And Out Come the Boobs.
Yeah.
Yes. We're,
yeah.
Talk about that collaboration. That's why you're both on here. So let's
exactly. Go for it, Ms. Hannah.
We've been talking kind of bucket list stuff like about a year ago. And we were like, wouldn't it be awesome if a band wanted to partner with us and we could customize some of their merch and then like they could sell it to their fans? Like there are obviously... We do upcycled collections, so we have lots of band shirts that are kind of ready to buy, and we have a custom order process as well, so people can come to us and say like, hey, I'm a massive fan of the New York Dolls, can you do me a New York Dolls shirt? But that's obviously not the same as the connection that bands have with their own fans, and we knew that we're not reaching everybody the way that like that our business works. And so we were saying that we'd love to partner with a band and go down that route. And then we were like, well, what band would make sense? And then we were just like, oh, let's reach out to the Ramoms. So we did.
We're so proud that you did. We love the fact that we did this. But this is like that one of our proudest moments.
It's people, so cool.
People are just like, I can't believe you did that. That is like the coolest thing. People love it. Like it's the proudest thing so far we've done with this band is that's partner awesome. With
Thank
you guys.
Thank you, guy. That's really means a lot.
How do people get them, though? How do people get the shirts?
Well, so we did like a first batch as a tester, really, just to see how people would feel about it. Because obviously it's brand new for us and brand new for the Ramoms. And they flew off the shelf in like less than a weekend. All the ones that we did literally flew out. And so we were like, oh, we had all these plans for like how we were going to get the message out there. And we were like, we don't have any product right now because it's gone. So we're in the process at the moment of like making the next batch. Ginger from the Ramoms and I were talking and we're talking about different new colors and like peekaboo color zips. And yeah, they're going to be red. But yeah, you modeling for them, Jodie, I think was the seller. Like, was that it?
I got a new bra that day.
That was it. It was a nice bra. Like,
thank you.
The photos of you in the park. Were you in the park or were you in your yard or like?
I was in my yard.
It's a gorgeous yard. Yeah.
Well, it's Pennsylvania. It's a lot of, we have very large yards here. Yeah, they're on our website. If you ever want to go to the Ramoms website.
So people can pre-order there?
I'm not sure if we're doing pre-order yet, but that is something we should probably sit down and think about. We'll talk after.
they're going to be going up on the Ramoms site, and then we'll obviously announce them on it, like both of our sets of social medias when they're ready for sale. And if people go to the outcometheboobs.com website, they can join up for our Access All Areas backstage pass emails, and people will get like noticed that way as well. So if you need it, right in your inbox. If people are holiday shopping, like, you know.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say is like, it's an amazing gift, right? Because
absolutely.
Especially half of our listeners are guys. So for guys who have a sister, a wife, a friend that's, you know, having a baby, interested in breastfeeding, that kind of thing. It's an amazing gift to give somebody because you're like, what the heck do I get this person? This is what you get them.
Yeah.
And it's not just for breastfeeding.
Totally. I mean, whatever reason you want to get your boobs out, like we just say, no judgment, flop just love. Out. Like, you know, we've had people who have bought them because they were going on long hikes and wanted like some ventilation. I mean, there are obviously sports brands that's their selling point. So I don't know exactly how effective just getting your boobs out on a hike is for ventilation. I'm guessing somewhat. But yeah, I mean,
I think get your boobs out should be your hashtag.
Get your boobs out.
Get your boobs, flop your boobs out.
Just flop one out.
And just
out.
Have people yeah. randomly anywhere, like running a marathon.
Yeah.
Need getting some ice cream.
And
yes.
out come the boobs. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool. So what is the Real Moms website then?
It's realmomsband.com. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. people can go on there and look for notices, follow you guys on social media.
Absolutely. And all of our other merch is on there, and you can buy music and everything. Yeah, to find out when our shows are. And yeah, we're pretty excited. We're looking to hopefully come to California soon is the Woo-hoo! Plan, and hopefully hit a festival or two this nice. Year and start recording some original music. That's the
that
plan.
That's amazing.
Exciting.
We're pretty stoked on that. Yeah.
So, Hannah, if you were to pick a Ramam's song for the end of this episode, what would you pick?
I like Boogie Not Snot because Blitzkrieg Pop was probably one of the first Ramones songs I ever loved. But your latest 7-inch, the latest single, The Gritty as a Punk, the flexi 7-inch, the that you guys have done is fantastic. So that one, Gritty as a Punk.
Okay.
I awesome. Love that one too.
Yay.
Thank you.
Awesome. So we will end with that. And thank you guys for being on this episode.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you.
It's been great.
This has been amazing.
Yay.